We already had an agreement that you weren't going to be talking about times and stuff like that because it's an actual show. We didn't have that agreement.
We're not putting this in the clip.
Huh?
Whatever clip you're going to make, it's not going in the clip. So don't try to, you know what I'm saying?
You do understand. You saying it's not going in the clip makes the clip even better.
It's still not going in the clip. See?
You don't edit the podcast. How are you going to mandate that? Can you give me the mouse so I can direct the show?
You're the one that handed it to me.
It's cool. It's cool. Because wait till I start paying you.
Oh, wow.
No, because you won't do any production. You can't even turn the volume down. Wait, I'm not paying you for no production. Wait till I start paying you.
That's clarifying question.
And she talking about this ain't gonna be a clip. All right. Now she's trying to stifle my creativity.
That's true.
Crazy. That I can't really drink water while we're recording because my cups always sound like just annoying when you're listening
Did
back.
Did my cup sound annoying last episode? Because I was...
I'll be honest. You messed up a couple of clips. There's a clip that's getting a little traction that you're clanking around your cup. And like, it's, wow.
Like
you're
ice.
Moving in the chair and you're drinking.
I'm very fidgety.
There's a lot of clips where you're moving around as I'm talking and I can't use the clip because it sounds like somebody's farting.
Oh, I don't know what that is, but I do fidget a lot and I can't help it.
Well, welcome back to episode 129 of The Big Podcast. I'm MME.
And it's your girl CT.
And how are you doing?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm tired as we just did a little rearranging in Nyla's room, just trying to make it a little bit more convenient. While we're working from home, just make things a little bit more easier. We're still not really done, so
I would like to let you know, because I know you don't watch the podcast, but
what?
I would like to let you know, as a person that listens to podcasts, people don't really care about all the details in your life of being an adult and a parent. They want the bull. Just
bullshit.
Saying, it's a lot of the times where I have to cut out the beginning of the episode because you're giving the fans a rundown on our regular life and nobody cares.
Wow.
I'm dealing with the facts. How is it deep? Pause.
Maybe they do care.
Yeah, about certain things, but you're like,
excuse me. Anyway, if you are a first-time mom, okay, or if you are I don't even want to say first-time mom. If you're a working mom, you understand where I'm coming from. Women like to vent about certain things, and that is what I'm doing. And any moms that are listening out there, or dads, can understand where I'm coming from. The struggles of being a parent sometimes, you have to readjust things for things to fit around your child. Am I wrong?
I never said that you were wrong. All I'm talking about is the demographic of the podcast. And the people that hear the beginning of the podcast, I'm going to give you just a look into the stats. There's a 9 out of 10 chance that they're not women. So I'm just saying.
I bet you know some of them are fathers.
In other news, I want to have this conversation with you because I get alarmed by certain comments that you make. And I just want to do a wellness check on you. I already know how I am. I just want to get your point of view because I need to know this answer. And I'm going to be worried depending on the answer that I get. You allude to a lot of things. You basically, like, if someone didn't know us and they only heard the way that you talk about certain things about my episodes and about how I'm going crazy, one would think that you think that I'm crazy or even slow.
No.
Because the things that there's clips of things that she said and it's like, damn. Is our relationship a tax write-off or something?
That's not true. What are you talking about?
I want to know if you think I'm slow.
No, I don't think you're slow.
Then what are you saying? I'd be having episodes.
I think you have. Yes. I do think you have episodes.
Wow, okay.
Because, no, here's the thing. He'll come out of nowhere and just do the most randomest thing, okay? Just random. He'll come out of nowhere, just start blurting out lyrics.
I'm a free spirit.
Blurting out like something that somebody else said that I have no idea about. So I'm just confused altogether. Who is that? And what are you talking about? Like, I always say, what are you talking about? Yes. Because I'd be lost. Like, I'm confused. So those are considered episodes to me.
You call them outbursts.
They are outbursts, yes.
She says when I get upset that those are episodes. Meaning that, like, I can't control. What? Like, you're always alluding to the fact that, like, I can't control myself.
Yeah, you can't. I always say you can't help yourself.
That's not true.
He can't help himself.
Oh, my God.
He has to have at least.
Good.
I probably hear at least. I'm not even lying. Either more. It has to be more than 5. But less than 10, at least a day.
5 outbursts.
More than 5 or less than 10, at least a day.
Okay, cool. Name the 5 outbursts that I had today.
I don't know. I don't know what you be talking about. Something that you heard somebody say. Some vulgar mess. I don't know. Some quote. It's either a lyric from a song or something that somebody... or something that he heard on, like... If somebody's, like, going off on, like, an interview or...
I ain't never been a bitch, but I got titties on a Drake!
Like, that type of... That. Like... And it goes on a couple times a day. On the weekend, that's when it's the worst. During the week, he's a little more, you know what I'm saying? But he be live, like... You be live, like...
And yes, this is a forever problem.
Like, that... I had no idea what he was talking about.
Let's
when
see.
He said that. I'm like, what? What is that? What are you talking? Like, I'm always asking him what he's talking about because I just don't know.
It must be some shit in the air because you nigga hoes.
Didn't know that one either. He just goes around the house just blurting out.
You sound like a buster. You sound like a buster. I'm not going to have enough time to put actual clips of what I'm saying.
I'm just curious if any other men do that. Like, do you men just go around just blurting things around your house all day? Like,
well, when you're a genius and you're brilliant and your mind never shuts off and you're great in bed and you have a great personality and you have a great sense of humor, those things go out through your head.
Okay.
And when you like having fun all the time, you like making yourself laugh. I was an only child, so I learned how to entertain myself, and now I know how to entertain myself all day, every day. Excuse me. Lit.
I get all that, but you know what I think it another reason is?
Go ahead and call me slow.
No.
Go ahead. No. Call me retarded with so many words.
I think that he has, like, if he hears something or he sees something, he has a favorite part of it. What? See, like, oh, he was saying that one for the longest. No, but I think you have a favorite part of something that you watch or a song you hear or something that you watch off an interview where they're acting a fool or somebody's going back and forth, and he picks a favorite part and he'll just keep repeating it.
Yeah, that's how I came up with the soundboard.
Oh, I know.
I just like to entertain myself. Like, I'm lit, bruh. I'm not boring. You like this. That's the crazy part.
It's funny.
All of the stuff you talk about, the outbursts, the episodes, you still here? And you trying to stay here because you want to have more kids. So you cool with having kids that do this? So what's up with you? That's my question. If you saw, you cool with it. You in love with it. You all in.
I'm a lot calmer than you.
No, you're not.
I think I'm not.
Satara, you be breaking stuff when you get mad. What have you ever seen me break when I've gotten mad? That's the thing. See,
me on blast.
Nah, bro, because people always talk about... See, I grew up with people calling me crazy. And people always talk about how I get mad. I never do anything when I'm mad. Usually a person with anger issues is out of control. Someone... They, you know, that start gets mad and goes to throwing things, slamming.
You have anger issues?
Yes.
Really?
No, I don't. Maybe at a point in time, but I don't think so now. But I'm just saying, like, If I was to get mad and you were to get mad, the chances of something being broken are higher when you're mad. So how am I crazy?
I mean, that's true, because I just feel like when... I feel like breaking... I mean,
fuck LL Cool J, nigga.
I know that sounds crazy, but, like, I just... It's like a release for me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
like, to just break... I don't know.
See, this is the thing with me.
Throw something, not even necessarily break it.
I'm not really a violent person, so my satisfaction comes from psychological
pain. Oh, I know. Pain. Oh, I know.
Like... Wow.
I was what I didn't know how to say it or what it was, but you, I can't explain it though.
I don't do that to you anymore though.
No.
I do that to other people though. But no, I mean I think that's just how you handle things. Like, well, I grew up, see, you grew up with your mom.
Yeah.
I grew up with my dad. If I would break things, because I've definitely broken, like, thrown things before when I was mad. I remember this one time, he had me hot, yo. Actually, I'm going to tell this story. We might have to keep this out. I don't know. I usually don't have different versions of the video and the audio. So, if this yellow marks it, it yellow marks it. I would say allegedly. So, I remember one time, my dad, I don't know what exactly happened, but I told him I hated him to his face. And I never did that before. I used to always just, like, write them letters or something like that.
Really?
Or, like, tell other people. Or I would just say, I hate my life. So.
Oh, my.
The first time I told him I hated him, he was being an asshole. Mm-hmm. But, you know how parents are. Like, it doesn't matter. So he was being an asshole. And I was like, I hate you. he slapped me so hard.
Dang.
He like slapped me this way and then slapped me that way. It's bad.
I'm sorry. That's
it's crazy. Not funny, but like
he slapped you.
He slapped me in the back of the head and then slapped me in the face.
Dang.
He was mad. Like he started going in on me. But like I forgot my point. But yeah, like that's what would happen when I would like break things. So that's what I realized when I would say things into him, it would hurt his feelings. Like I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
Like it's not, it's
yeah, up, but like this normally is what you say.
Because I felt like he would be trying to hurt me because the way he treated me. So I realized if I tell this nigga I hate him, he's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I've had to work on that.
Yeah.
Because it's.
You was too honest.
No, that's not even that. No, I'm still going to do. I still do that when I'm mad. Because I'm not trying to hurt your feelings. But I'm talking about like literally trying to hurt someone when we're getting into it. I stopped that because it's fucked up.
Yeah.
You know? No, now I just keep it real. The thing is that nowadays people don't want to hear the truth because they're lying to themselves so much. So when I say it, it's weird, bro. This was kind of why I said I need to get back in church. Because I'm not one of those unaccountable dudes. You know what I'm saying? If I do something messed up, I'm going to say I messed up and I'm going to try to fix it. But it seems like a lot of people just go out through life messing things up for themselves, for other people, not being accountable, that it just becomes regular. And anybody that tries to throw accountability on them, it's like they're wrong. A lot of people move like that. In the black community, there's a lot of coddling to where it's almost like people are trying to protect the person that they're like enabling from the truth. People have just basically been saying like, oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's all right. And not really letting them experience the consequences for their actions. And then crazy things happen.
Yeah.
I see it in real life with friends that I've grown up with. I think that's one of the biggest things that messes us up is somebody telling us, oh, no, it's okay. I had to figure out because I grew up in a household where I was not good mentally. I was 14 when the first time a therapist told me that they thought I was depressed. It was never like, it was never no coddling. You know, like how you feel about your mom? I ain't never had that. Like, I love my grandmothers. They both have done all that they can to kind of give me that. And I thank them for it. But I didn't grow up near her. So it wasn't like I had that every day. I think that's probably why I have an adverse effect when people do that. I'm not used to that. I see the negative effect it can have on people. Do you think you were spoiled?
Oh, for sure. I was definitely spoiled. I was the only child on my mom's side. I didn't have any other siblings on my mom's side. My siblings on my dad's side were a lot older. and living their own individual lives. So it was just me. Yes, I was always spoiled.
Now, objectively speaking, do you think that, because let's just, because I am him. So when I moved up here, shit changed. She says that. She's giving me more credit than I deserve, but shit changed.
It did.
So up until that point when we got together, like in like from when you turned 18 up until the point we got together, it was about 5 years, 4 or 5 years. Like, do you think the way your mom treated you had an effect on like where you were at in life or how you thought about adult life?
I don't know because, like, I was okay. So when we moved to Knoxville, I'm just trying to remember, like, you know, when I really just started, like, I've always wanted to be a worker. I've always said that I wanted to work, and what made me want to do that was just seeing my mom try to do as much as she could for me, and I'm like. At a very young age, at like whenever we was doing them volunteer, you remember them volunteer programs, and I was doing summer programs or whatever in Garfield. That made me want to like help her. You know what I mean? Like I wanted to get my own things so that my mom didn't have to pay for certain things. You know what I mean? So I don't think that, yes, she spoiled me. But I don't think it had a negative effect, especially where I was in life, because seeing her do everything that she could for me made me want to work harder in life. Me, when I got to, I've always been like this, never knew what it is I wanted to do, couldn't figure it out, you know what I mean, all that. That's where I was always stuck. Like, so I don't think that my mom... It was never negative. Like, I've always felt her spoiling me, like, I mean, who wouldn't? I'm her only kid. It's always just been me or her. But, you know, it just made me feel more loved and made me want to just do good in life and do better in life. She always tells me, like, she always tells me how proud she is of me, because she knows that things weren't easy for us. So
now,
emotional. Oh God.
Now Satara's gonna make me say, are you gonna make me say what? Are you gonna make me elaborate because you wanted to give a Hallmark ass answer? Are you gonna make me elaborate on you?
What?
Because you wanted to give this whole, you think that I'm going to clip up this Hallmark ass answer.
Wow.
I'm trying to extend the conversation.
Wow.
All right, Satara. So, and like, bro. So, okay. I'll speak a minute from my point of view and then we'll tie it together because I'm not going to do you like that.
All right, go ahead.
But the things that I noticed. And I just said I wasn't going to do it, but I have to because it's on my mind.
Oh, I
the things that I noticed was just the Satara. It was like because her mom like gave her, did a lot for her, and like cleaning crazy. It's like Satara wasn't as serious about those types of things, like the real adult shit.
Oh.
Getting up, you know what I'm saying, being on time and shit, you know what I'm saying, like being punctual, being punctual, making sure, you know what I'm saying, you just cleaning up every day, not letting everything build up. See, now she want, now I have to say these things, not letting everything just build up, actually cleaning the, like, when you clean, like, for example, the bathroom. Cleaning the bathroom, you clean the whole bathroom. Don't just leave stuff, you know, just sitting. I think a lot of those things were left by the wayside because her mom said, you know what, I'll do it. You know what I'm saying? And then she'll yell at her, and then she'll go clean it up for her.
Yeah, type shit. I mean, that's definitely true. You know, my mom, like, well,
her mom was telling her it's okay. Okay. Her mom was telling, because this is the thing. Satara, she's changed. Once she saw the benefit of being punctual, cleaning up every day, washing the dishes every couple of days, clean the bathroom every week, you know what I'm saying? Planning on what we gonna do with the money, you know what I'm saying? Bills, taking care of stuff, and not just going rampant. Once she figured these things out, she did it. So I'm not gonna say you was fully coddled, because you already know there's niggas that have no clue on how to just be regular. There's friends we've grown up with. You just look at them, and it's just like you just have no priorities. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean. And we're watching in real time someone that seems to have been coddled and told everything was all right his whole life. Not saying that, because it's like, I don't think, because we'll get to Ja Morant, but I don't think it's people do this on purpose. But hold on, I got a fart.
I was wondering why you kept looking down.
I'm
like, what is he looking like?
I don't think. Oh, shit.
Babe.
Oh, no. Clip him up. It smells like bomb eggs and bacon, boy.
Get out of here.
Scrambled cheese eggs in this bitch.
I shouldn't have made what I made.
What did we have for dinner? Oh, we had quesadillas. Oh, with peppers in it. And she can't go nowhere because we live. Okay, I need you to be professional.
I can't smell that, man.
Can you be professional? We're on a broadcast. Can you be professional?
Can you, like, turn your ass the other way when you fart?
No, I can't. I'm fat, Satara. I'm not. You know how you be saying, you know how you be saying, I'm not one of those little flings. I'm not one of them little flings. Big clip, nigga. Oh, God. You don't smell. I don't smell it anymore. Come on.
Yeah, I hope not, because your farts linger.
All right. We don't want to be too gross, too much. We don't want to be super TMI. Come on.
Well, that's not my fault. Your shit lingers. You're just super crazy, bro. But, bro, you got no one to
fuck.
That baby.
Oh. Okay, let's actually get into some topics.
All
right.
Come on.
But what are you... Actually, let's watch this goofy-ass nigga tell niggas not to hold a grown man accountable first. Oh, I forgot all about that. We got a Kanye clip. Oh, yeah. You don't know. I forgot.
I don't know.
Yo, where's the clip? Oh my God. You know what? Let's just button up this topic, and because I guess I don't, for some reason, I don't have the Steven Jackson clip.
I see a lot of pictures on there that I don't have. Like that one she has with the purple one.
Yeah, but guess what? You know what you do have? Access to the Google Photos account. All of those pictures have been in there for the last week.
Yeah, and then so I get backed with all them clips you got going on.
Yeah,
that you upload. Yeah. I can't find nothing. But go ahead.
Well, if you want to be nice and you want to help your family, you can make an album and put all the her pictures and of you and her in one album. Say no.
Google Photos? I don't even know.
Okay, we're doing too much dead stuff because we can't keep any of this. Okay.
I need my nasal spray.
Why are you telling me? Where is it at?
It's on my desk. My nose is stuffy.
I don't see it.
You don't see it?
Come on, Satara.
Don't worry then. Maybe it fell.
Okay. The reason why we're talking about coddling is because I just see a lot of it. I see a lot of people, like, a lot of these dudes that, like, be, like, dying, like, and that's in, like, the street stuff. A lot of these niggas was coddled. Like, they had their mom, and their mom just took care of them. They got whatever they want, but, you know, since they didn't have a dad, they found solace in the gang. You know, this, that, and the third. All along, story that we've seen 100 times happen before. But Ja Morant, he's an NBA player, a superstar, has a $100+ million contract. And for some reason, he feels the need to be in the club on camera with a gun. Like, how do we rationalize this stuff? Because there's people out there telling people, shut up, you don't know what he's going through. Let him hold himself accountable as if he's been doing that.
There had to have been something. If he didn't have, because did he have a past where he was in that like type of life?
Satara, we live in a world where people live different lives and try to come off in a different way every day. There, it didn't have to be that he was into anything because he came from a two-parent household. What are the chances that somebody that worked hard enough to get to the NBA and grew up with two parents was on some type of stuff? What are the chances, bro?
It doesn't make sense to me that... Like, why, what made him get in, like, I don't understand. What made him get into that type of life? And if you're in the NBA, you have this amazing contract. You're playing basketball for a living. You're in the spotlight. Why are you doing all this extra stuff? Like, I don't.
Because that's what niggas do. That's what niggas think are cool. That's what, bruh, I hear that you're not even respected in the streets if you haven't put anyone in the ground. That's how it is nowadays. This is what we live through. Bruh, it's that people that probably look at my stuff every day and be like, this is one of the corniest niggas I've ever seen in my life.
Because you're not doing something illegal?
Yes. And that's what they think is cool.
That's insane.
My thing is that I don't really, because there's a video in here of a group of girls jumping an Uber driver. I don't even know why I downloaded, because that shit was like graphic as fuck. But like, I don't really know what. I do think that there's probably something missing from his life. Maybe it's not what it's portrayed to be, you know, with a two-parent household. But there's a chance that I hear that there's people that come from, you know, two-parent households that have kids that run buck wild in the streets that are more street than the dudes that grew up in the street. Because you got to remember, just because you grow up in, you know, a certain area doesn't mean your parents aren't from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and your parents aren't like that.
Right.
So even if you grow up in a two-parent house, there's still something that you may have been missing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because to get to that point, it does take some sacrifice. So maybe I feel like he probably never really had the childhood. He never really had that phase where he thought he was a gangster when he was a teenager. So he's probably living it now. That's what it seems like to me, because it just doesn't make sense.
That's, I'm totally
and it's just, it seems like the thing, one thing that I hate with the dumbing down of everything, I wish that we would stop. I wish that shame was brought back and stupid people stayed where stupid people were supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Because we have too many idiots speaking for people.
Yeah.
And that's why the things are like, that's why it is the way it is, because everybody has a voice. And it's just like, bro, like, Bro, it's wrong. Like, there's nothing about this Ja Morant situation that says give him grace. Mm. He's had grace. You know what I'm saying? And even if this stuff isn't true, the whole video with you having a gun, like, bro, this is the thing. People will try to say, because I heard somebody say, oh, but rappers do this and rappers do that. And they, so it makes it okay. It just makes it okay to act a fool and be a fool just because somebody else is doing it. Like, crazy. This is the things that people talk about in our community. People are saying that, because people, I guess there's a discussion about, you know, the things that kids should be exposed to as far as rap music and stuff like that. And people are saying, well, my parents let me listen to it and I turned out fine. Did you really turn out fine? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, bro, the shit is backwards.
Yeah.
And that's why Ja Morant's doing what he's doing, because it's backwards. It's cool to be dumb. Bro, it's so many of you niggas out here that you're on the internet and you're just being a fucking idiot. You just are being a legit moron. Mm-hmm. It's cool. Like, bro, it's just like the things that people do, the more idiotic it is, it's like the cooler you are, the more people look up to you. And it's just like, bro, just like how women look up to the bad guy, because that is the semblance of power when you're a certain age or when you're in a certain environment. I just,
yeah,
I don't get it, because we have more money, but it's because we're messed up mentally. We're a messed up people. Because the way that, you know, some of that money was gotten were through ill means. Yeah. Are through ill means. That's why, bro, like, I'm cool where I'm at. Because I know that I'm going to keep gradually going up. I'm not rushing to nothing. Like, I don't want no viral video. I don't mind. But, I mean, it would just be, like, just, you got to think about it. If you have a viral video, and a video that does make you a lot of money, or just puts you on a spotlight, your whole life changes. You can't even move the same.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
So that's, be careful. Yeah, that's why I would rather to build it slow. I don't want to do what's just going to make me pop, because, bro, we got stuff to worry about. If we just popping, we might have to worry about somebody popping us, especially where, you know, in the area that we live in. The things, like, and I remember when I was living in, you know, the hood, and I'm not gonna lie, there were certain times when dudes would make the shit sound good, mm-hmm. But you stay around long enough,
you'll find out.
You see, you, instead of you, somebody talking about what they would do in a shootout, you see what they do in a shootout. And you see how people act after, you know, crimes occurred, and there's a group of people, and you see the real guys, and you see, like, the things that these guys do. And then you start looking at, oh, you got a kid. You this big street guy, but you got a kid, and I've been around you, but you don't be around your kid, because I'll be around you. And then you see, these niggas ain't good people. Mm-mm. See, that's the thing that people leave out with this street shit, that a lot of these people that are in their streets are pieces of shit. A lot of these people. And if, hey, you can, like, I know, there's, because there will be people that say, yeah, he had to do what he had to do, but the niggas in his hood loved him. And it's like, okay, are those the only black people that matter? See, the thing about us is that we're gonna have to go a little bit longer, because we still got a lot of stuff to talk about. Sorry, gonna try not make it too long, but I'm just letting you know. I think people see the thing is like, when you say things that are like make sense and are normal, like I remember when niggas were attacking me when I was talking about the situation where Lil Migo got punched in the airport, and they're sitting here telling me about street stuff, and like, oh, stay out of street stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking in my head, like, nigga, this was on camera. So no matter what you niggas want to make it out and how y'all want to act, it's not street stuff after it's on camera.
Yeah.
Like, the police can see it.
Yeah.
And it was posted. Like, bro, like, people, they try to blur things so much, and I think that's going to be the downfall. That's why I took the hard right and just disconnected from everybody, because what is accepted and what people think is cool, I turn my nose up at it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't, like, bro, if I was ever in, like, an area and I seen somebody fighting, and I seen somebody fighting the way that they fight, and beating somebody senseless, and like, and do the things that, like, you see people do on the internet, I would never talk to them again, because how could you do that to somebody?
Yeah, that's scary.
But it's scary. Yeah. It is scary. But so a lot of people are so desensitized, they're gonna look at me weird, and I'm cool with that. See, I am at the age. This is why I don't get mad, because you just have to realize that some people don't get it. A lot of people don't want to get it, though.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want anything to change.
Right.
And guess what? You know what? Nobody will tell you. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of black people that don't want things to change. It's not the white people that's keeping stuff from changing. It's the black people at the top. They don't want to talk about that, though. Mm-hmm. We don't want to talk about that. Because we just keep the white man.
Yeah.
Remember last week, man. Scott Adams.
Yep.
A nigga talking on the camera. He's the one that's doing it. I know. And in those, just on that note, let's hear this nigga.
With Kim, I told her to stop antagonizing me with this TikTok thing. I said it's never again. I am her father. I know y'all don't respect fathers and the idea of family, and media tries to promote something. I said I'm not allowing my daughter to be used by TikTok, to be used by Disney. I have a say-so. And then when people say, oh, they're going to use this for you in court, I didn't have a say-so on whether or not they went to Sierra Canyon. Most men do not, there's no such thing as 50-50 custody with in society today. That's not even, it always leans towards the mom. But right now, and I'm happy that you guys got to see just a small piece of what I dealt with. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Nobody would know what Kanye's talking about unless they had context, because this nigga just...
He said a lot in that little video.
This nigga, he did like a paragraph sentence with no periods.
No, but for real.
I'm sorry, but I hate that shit. I hate the whole... I'm not saying that I wish they didn't have kids, because that's what happens when you marry somebody. I wish that Kanye would have never married Kim Kardashian. And it has nothing to do with Kanye. It has everything to do with that he low-key made it okay, or reinforced the fact that, oh, it doesn't matter who you lay down with, who you choose to lay down with. If you want what's right, we're on your side, and it's all her fault. Excuse me, maybe I was born yesterday, maybe I'm tripping, maybe I'm just, but I swore Kim Kardashian had been in the business 10 plus years when her and Kanye got together. I swore that Kanye had been in the business 10 plus years when they got together. I swore that the child court laws was just as fucked up as they is now when they got together. But the fact that he laid down with this woman, that people think her family sucks the life out of black men, and this, we don't know any of these things to be true. All we know is that she's in the entertainment industry. I don't have nothing against Kim Kardashian. I think that she's brilliant, and I'll keep saying it, because y'all do too, because that's all y'all talk about. You know what I'm saying? I think Kim Kardashian's brilliant as a businesswoman and an entertainer. But if you don't fuck with that, if you don't like what comes with an entertainer, why would you have 4 kids with her? I said this a couple months ago. Nobody cares about what y'all gotta go through after you done had multiple kids with a woman. I don't care what you're going through after you done had one.
Yeah, I think they got 4 kids together, right?
Yes. Y'all got four kids together.
I'm not gonna say what I think.
Yeah, okay. Because it. Stop. But bro, we got a daughter together, right? Mm-hmm. Throughout the time that we conceived Nyla, we had several steps going through to where we could have stopped it or kept going, right? We decided to keep going.
Stop what?
Not having the baby.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This nigga did this shit four times.
Right. Four times.
And this is why I say everything is backwards and we need Jesus. Throughout four times, y'all didn't have the conversation of, hey, where do you want the kids to go to? Oh, I don't want them to do this. I don't want them to do that. Mm-hmm. He's not just finding this out because North is on TikTok with Ice Spice. Yeah. They've had these conversations before.
I'm confused about that, but go ahead.
Who cares? It's not about why.
So random.
Just Satara, you can't say these things. This is the thing. In a couple years, they're gonna be talking about you like that. So you can't be the person saying why, because you're gonna be that. It's not Satara. Nothing is random when it comes to billionaires, okay? The kids have security. She's a billionaire. It's nothing random. This is a business play. Somebody from Ice Spice's label or her team knows somebody from Kim Kardashian's team. And they said, hey, North, she fuck with you. Oh, really? We can get some traction off of this. And y'all can get some of my fans.
Right.
Come on, man. Bruh, she's a billionaire.
You put it like that. See, I just see it. I'm like, what?
But that's the thing. On. That's how you have to see these things, because you can't sit in this chair acting like the nigga that's watching it. You can't. Because it's deeper than rap. It's deeper than rap. And I'm sorry. I don't, bruh. I'm fully aware that of how I'm fully aware of how men are treated, and that's why my life is the way it is. That's why I'm with the woman that I'm with. You know what I'm saying? That's why we live in the area that we live in, and that's why I do the things that I do, because I'm aware of how they treat men that have opinions. So I don't feel bad for any of you niggas caught up in these webs, when we've been seeing niggas get caught up in webs for 50 to 60 years.
Damn.
Now, you niggas have phones, computers, and you still getting cooked by these women. They doing what they supposed to be doing. You the one that's tripping. So, no. Like, we have to, bro, we gotta choose who we surround ourselves with more, with better. Period, bro. Friends, relationships, anything, because that is where problems arise. That's where problems arise, is the people that you let come around you.
Yep.
But
who you be around?
We so misguided, because it's not Jesus in none of us. And I'll be honest, y'all, I'm still figuring out the Jesus thing. I'm pushing closer to it, because the things that I see, because I attribute things that I see in the present to things that I've read or heard or saw in the past. And this is straight up Sodom and Gomorrah, if you ask me. Maybe I'm tripping. And when I seen like the things that are happening, you're positive and you're not trying to hurt nobody and you defending yourself. And once people start fighting you defending yourself with lies, it's nothing but the devil and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Just like we got a guy who's saying he's Christian. I'm not saying that he's not, but we got a guy that said he's Christian. You're saying that you're Christian, and you already know that you already know what it comes to with children and family and all that. And you over here making videos whining. Go pray. You need to be praying, Kanye. You don't need to be saying nothing to us. Because you obviously need to get right. Because he's still the leader of that family. Right. Meaning from him, Kim, and the kids. He's still the leader of that unit. So what is this? But people, oh, get off Kanye's nuts. You ain't never made the money Kanye make. Da, da, da. Just because he did that, that mean he doing, did that mean he could do this?
He's still just a regular human being like we are.
I'm talking about, like, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about family and like, children.
Money has nothing to do with it.
Bro, we have to stop pushing the accountability off of us, bro. Like, I remember, I don't even remember what happened, but I think something happened and Nyla hurt herself. And this was like a minute ago. Oh, the chair.
What chair?
When she fell out of her high chair.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at you because you didn't know that she wasn't strapped in because I ain't strap her in because I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to put her in there. I'm going to put her, she going to eat and I'm going to take her out. So I get distracted and you don't know that she's not strapped in. So you got her, you know, without the table in front of her. And Nyla, she's a baby. So she's moving around. She falls flat on her face. And I'm yelling at the security because she's not paying attention. But it's like, bro, you didn't strap her in. So like, and you didn't say, and I didn't say anything. So how can I be mad? It was my fault. It's my fault. Like people will fuck something up. And then it will be fucked up. And then it'll just, other people will start fucking it up. And now it's their fault. No, nigga, you fucked it up.
Yeah.
Stop crying to us. You need to be asking for forgiveness since you so Christian. It's just a lot of devilish shit. And it's like, yo, you wrong. A lot of shit, like, I should be looking at it. It's like, yo, you wrong. You should be ashamed of giving us this story. You're a dead wrong. But no, oh, it's okay. Oh, I would have did that too. Because you know why? It's other people that, as a lot of other niggas with the devil in them. Mm-hmm. And they just want to be validated. They know they not right. They don't care about being right or wrong. But they want to, oh, you doing it too? All right, we cool then. That's what niggas, like, that's how niggas act. Like, you'll argue with a nigga and just, if a nigga, somebody else says, nah, he's right. Oh, he right. No, nigga. Like, it's... Niggas ain't right, man. These niggas ain't right. It's continuing on, niggas ain't right.
The first day, I had 25 students. By day two, I had 19. Because six parents switched out of the class because they saw me. And they were like, there's no freaking way. Before I even got a word in. Do I think that it is okay for a parent to see me and go, not around my kid? No, I don't think that's okay. I feel like that's really crossing the line.
It's still the right of the parent to make that decision to whether or not they want their child to learn from you.
Okay.
Like, it's still that parent's right. Like, you can disagree with their motivations, their motives, their ideas, but it's that? Still their child.
Get your shit off.
You're not going to tell me what right and what right I do have and what right I don't have when it comes to my child. I will decide what I want to do with my child. If I don't want my child in the classroom with you, I don't have to have my child in the classroom with you. It is my decision to remove my child if I would like. And I will do so if I choose to do so. What he said, I'm sorry. What they said, why do you think that we as parents don't have that right or decision to remove our child? It's not your child, it's the parent's child, right? So why would he say that?
It seems like he lives in the world of like an echo chamber. He lives in an echo chamber and he lives on the internet because no one in real life, or he doesn't have kids or know anyone with kids like that, because that's weird. I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do. And within reason, bro.
Facts.
Especially about my kid.
Facts.
This is why Nyla will be homeschooled until a certain age. We ain't even on the, oh, I'm trying to get right, but nah. Niggas is gonna be right by the time Nyla gets to that age, and she'll be homeschooled because...
Y'all doing too much in these schools nowadays. It's really like... Really
how cool. I don't get how he even has that. How is it that he can even speak about this on the internet? How can you as a teacher even have that opinion?
Yeah.
You should know the boundaries. And like, bro, you like, I accept you. Let's get that out the way.
Yeah.
That all of that other shit, that's what you want to do.
Right.
Live your life. And I don't look at it another type of way. You know what I'm saying? I don't. I'm not, that's, bro, I don't care. Number one, I grew up around people like that, so it's normal to me. I don't care.
Yeah.
But when it comes to decisions that I make, like, that's my problem. I'm not going to be condemned about what I'm doing in my life. This is what I'm doing in my life. And that's that.
Right.
Like, I think that part of society needs to go somewhere because the whole, oh, you can't make your own decisions because I don't agree with the decision. Not that the decision's wrong. I just don't agree with it. I don't give a fuck. Don't agree with it. See.
I'm sorry, but you can't tell me. Because I'm going to do whatever I want to do. Like, I don't care. It is what it is.
All about my baby.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. And I don't even think that's an LGBTQ thing.
Oh, no.
It's not even that. Because it's not that group of people that act like that. Because all the people in that group don't act like they can just think for you and control what you do because of how they gonna feel. That's not real. That's an internet thing. Just to let y'all know. That's an internet thing. A lot of these motherfuckers don't give a fuck about y'all. They don't give a fuck about y'all. They live in their life. Because they live their life around people, regular niggas with brains and aren't trying to control how they live their life. A lot of this stuff is internet shit that is put out there to cause division. And I just think, unfortunately, there is a community in the LGBTQ community that have a certain divisiveness that they want to put out with straight people and black, not even black men, masculine men, even black women, mm-hmm. even women, you know, even straight women too, because there's a part of them that don't fuck with straight women, but that's not the overwhelming majority of that community. It's not. We talked about this, but like, it's, y'all gonna have to pay me to talk about the LGBTQ, because I can really put niggas down because I grew up around people like that, so I know what's going on. But I ain't. We'll talk about that once we get a Patreon. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if we're gonna keep that. I'm just a little scared. So, damn.
What?
Is this what we really doing? We done made it through the whole... Okay, I see us. That reminds me, there was one more thing I want to look into. I want to see what you think about this.
Hi, guys. Every single time a new man enters into a woman, she becomes less emotionally available. The term hoe phase might come off as a strong phrase for some people, but it describes a period of many modern women's lives. And unfortunately, it relates to a very real reality about dating and relationships today. In other words, a woman sleeping around goes against natural law. Scarcity creates value, and girls are depleting their value by making themselves too easily available to men. For men who are looking for a woman to date and marry, understand that if her past is a trail of failed relationships and one-night stands, it's safe to draw a few inferences about whether or not she's really even worth your time.
Do you agree with that?
I'm not going to lie. She said a lot. Can you kind of sum up what she was saying just now?
Basically, the hoes, niggas don't like hoes.
Niggas don't like hoes?
Yeah.
What kind of nigga are we talking about?
You know what? Scratch that. I don't give a fuck about that topic.
Because I'm just saying.
Just forget what.
Some niggas like hoes.
Yeah, but we're talking about in a relationship.
Like a real deal type.
I don't have an opinion on this because. We're not going to talk about that. Okay. Let's talk about. This is our last topic.
All right. What's this? Who's this? Is that Gabrielle Union?
No. This is a random viral picture that I would like to read out loud. This is nuts.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's the deal. Sex is learned behavior. That means you have to learn your spouse and you have to learn your spouse and you will never truly do that living the memories of previous partners before your spouse. If you're desiring marriage and you were intimate with someone who wasn't your spouse, pray about the memories and details of that experience to be removed from your heart and spirit. Okay. I knew there was more.
Okay.
When hubby and I... This is the start. Okay, my bad.
No, I'm listening.
When hubby and I got serious about courtship, I fasted and prayed and asked God to erase any ties to and memories of the men I had been with before my husband. I was not coming to our marriage bed with no prior activity. I wasn't coming to it ashamed or condemned either because I was made clean in Christ. However, I wanted to be able to come to my marriage bed with dignity and for our experience together to be unique to us. He was a virgin and I was not, but I didn't want that to be a hindrance to our sexual relationship. People forget that marriage is bad, undefiled. People forget that the marriage bed is undefiled also means both partners have no sexual ties, including memories. Okay, I can't read any of this, the rest of this shit, bro.
You want to stop there and then kind of like talk about.
Let me just say this. I'm not T.D. Jakes. I'm not a Bible scholar. But I've read enough of the Bible to tell you that this is not in the Bible, bro. What are you?
Oh, you know I don't.
It's not even about the Bible part. But I just want to say that. This is not in the Bible. God, now. I do know that you can, okay, I'm not going to say I know, but I do know that there are people that say you can break soul ties. And soul ties are the thing, the connections you build with someone when you sleep with them. Everybody has it. I'm not arguing with you devilish niggas. Everybody, it happens. You know what I'm saying? That's why niggas should choose who they sleep with wisely. She's saying that. The Lord removed all of those memories. He basically erased that.
I'm sorry.
You know what? We're not even going to unpack this because I don't have the biblical knowledge to break this down. But can y'all stop playing? Stop playing, bro. Like, I feel like she did this as a joke. It's no way that she was serious. I'm hoping that she did this as a joke. Because if she seriously thinks that these things are true, she needs prayer. She might need an exorcism. Okay, I need to stop playing with people like that. You're wrong. Girl, whoever you are, you're wrong. This is some bullshit. Don't ever repeat this again. You have any other thoughts? Because we got about her after that.
I thought it was about to be a whole nother conversation, but nah.
Yeah,
definitely don't have the facts, so.
That ain't it. That ain't it.
That does sound crazy, though.
We actually talked about everything, okay? So we did good. Well, hopefully this comes out good.
I'm sorry. I can't yawn?
No, I'm just for dramatic effect on the show.
I'm sorry, my nose is running. Go ahead.
But yeah, I'm ready to roll up, get ready for bed. It's Friday. Got a half day tomorrow.
Must be nice.
Let's get up out of here. It's the big podcast. I'm him, me.
And it's your girl, CT.
And we about this hoe!